So I thought I'd talk about what I normally do, I guess, social media. I was speaking to someone on Twitter, and there was something quite interesting that came out of what I would class as a typical kind of tweet from me that was reaching out to people to ask them the question, what is it that you use Twitter for? Why do you use Twitter? Is there specific use that you have? And within the tweet, I did already sort of pre-pose the answers of, do you use it for personal? Is it for work? And one of the answers I got back was news. And that wasn't on my list. So I was obviously quite surprised that I had missed this off. I think what was interesting about that short conversation was that in the end, I think we were both on the path of discussing emails. And there is always a battle of managing emails. And I think that what's interesting is there was this beginning of a conversation that was highlighting that we can manage our emails to the level of spamming something, removing something, and in certain email boxes you can prioritize incoming mail from certain groups of people. And in this sort of latter element, it sort of implies that the email structure has become a bit more social in some ways. It's allowed us to control and navigate through our emails easier. However, there's still a mass of people who might contact me in a sales method sort of way. And I guess what's interesting is, as I said on the tweet, Twitter is now almost a point for me to speak to people on a platform and to be open and clear and to message people. And in a way, the more formal information is now received by email. And it seems that that's just the way that I work now, is via, as I put it, Twitter being my new email. And I think that's quite a strange mentality that some people are already at, but I think the general sort of mass public, it's interesting because they're not quite there. It would be interesting to see how they would find that, and when they would get to that point where email is no longer email, I guess. And speaking of emails, I think that, well, if you are aware of social media, you're probably aware of marketing tools and tips and how to not be so robotic, but in the process of marketing, you have to be somewhat robotic. You need to analyze your data and be less human about it in that way, because inevitably everyone is human that is on Twitter, and they equally have a certain number of things that they do at certain times, spaces, and things like that. And currently, as Twitter might be more popular in an hour from now because it's the peak time for people to be tweeting, and apparently that's when I should be tweeting, emails, I think, similarly do. I think by the looks of it, everyone is busy, I wouldn't say the word spam, but everyone that I've accepted in my email box is now emailing me in my email box. So through this short podcast, you've probably heard a few pings. And it's because people at this time in the late afternoon are firing off their emails. And then it's the end of the working day. So interesting way of emailing and managing social media and emails for the now and the future, I guess.